T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Roses is your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Good afternoon, everybody. A couple of breaking news announcements before we get to the show. Today is Sam Stevie's 23rd or 4th birthday?
23rd.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, brother.
Well, thank you so much. You still started at KMBZ the same year I was born.
96?
97.
I started in 96.
Oh, darn, I was off.
December 3rd, 1996. Nice try.
So close.
Other breaking news report. The rib is officially broken. I am in excruciating pain.
You broke the rib.
Again.
How do you know?
I know. When you feel it, when you feel it move within your body, you know it's broke.
He's a doctor, so.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
No, but I date a nurse practitioner. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I feel like you are the biggest self-diagnoser of things like pleurisy and.
No, first of all, the pleurisy was diagnosed at my doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Is this when we cheer?
Do you think, honestly, you re-cracked it? Is that even a thing?
Yes, I think I re-cracked
it. Bones are supposed to heal themselves, and then...
But they never heal back to the same strength as they were before.
And you think you re-cracked it coughing?
Mm-hmm. And then
Okay. Okay.
Dana, if I could give you the pain that I'm feeling right now, I would.
Is it when you bend over, when you're stand? Like, when does it hurt you?
If I yawn, if I cough... It's more painful when I'm standing up than sitting down. It's bad, Dana.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay.
You know, it's not a broken hip, but as my mother always says, you know they always say, once you break your hip, it's all downhill from there.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, as long as you can do the show with a broken rib, I'm fine. Don't come in here with a broken hip, because at that point, we can play that clip and make fun of you.
We can't do the show if I have a broken hip. We're just going to have to cancel the show, or you guys are going to have to do it on your own.
Well, I'm sorry you're in pain. You don't look like you're in pain.
Well, it was worse earlier. It's a little bit better now, you know. Pop a couple pills. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
So, happy birthday, Sam. I did drop off the gift that you asked me to drop him off with.
Thank you.
Yep.
And thank you so much.
That's what we figured you would want at your young, tender age.
That's always a good call.
Mm-hmm.
It's what my kids always ask for.
Yeah, $500 in cash. I mean,
I think you forgot a few bills.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, just a couple.
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh, jerks.
Oh, that's right. So we should try to make you laugh. Just start farting, Sam. That will do it. That will make him laugh all day long.
No.
The 8-year-old on the show has a broken rib. Cue the farts.
I talked to my psychologist about you today, and I said she's going to take it. Okay, stop. That's not funny.
Okay, it's not funny.
That's
at
not
all.
Funny at all.
No, farts are not funny when you have a broken
rib. I talked about you to my psychologist today.
Yes.
Okay, stop it. You know that stuff is my trigger.
And
I said, you know, he called me and we were talking and I said, I think that rib is broke. And he's like, oh, not again. And I said, and I'm gonna say something on the radio today, and I guarantee you, Dana will have zero sympathy, zero empathy, and all she's gonna do is make fun of me and try to make me laugh because she knows it's gonna hurt me. And I said, she's an evil woman, doctor. I don't know if you know this. She's an evil, evil woman. And she's gonna do everything she can to make me hurt. And it's not nice and it's not kind.
Okay, well,
and you're a bad person.
I will not make you laugh all day then. We can talk about horrible things and puppies being tortured. I'm trying to think of other things
to
bring
about,
you
like,
down.
Some ASPCA commercials?
We could play some Sarah McLachlan. I don't know if we'll have time.
Scott, how's your view up there on that cross?
It's
actually looks like his view is from the toilet because his camera is always pointed down up toward him. And he's hunched over because he has terrible posture, and it looks like he's taking a poop when he's on the air. I'm just telling you all for your visual.
Maybe I am, and maybe I'm not.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wearing pants, maybe I'm not.
I might do a segment on the toilet.
You should, because I'm totally into toilets right now. Speaking of toilets, how do you like that transition? Mindy told me, like a month ago, she goes, you got to stop what you're doing, and you got to go on Netflix and watch the documentary about Bill Gates. And I'm like, that sounds absolutely
boring,
terrible. Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't let up. She's like, you got to watch the Bill Gates documentary. It's called like Decoding Bill Gates' Brain, whatever. So last night, you know, I'm down to like watching nothing. I've seen it all. And I'm scrolling through and there's Bill Gates. I'm like, oh, fine. Scott, it is outstanding. It is outstanding. Standing. It tries to explain why he is wired the way he's wired, why he is so smart. And even as young as, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, they knew this guy was crazy smart. And then his whole thing is creating a toilet where you do what you do in the toilet, and then it on its own manufactures clean drinking water after it goes through this little mechanism. Because do you know how many people die around the world every single day because they don't have access to clean water and their sewage system is terrible? And I know that this sounds boring, Scott. You will love it. It is gripping. I cannot stop watching it.
What are you talking?
You'll never look at a toilet the same way again.
What are you talking about with the toilet that creates clean drinking water? I've had 5 dogs in my life, and every single one of them have drank out of the toilet.
Right.
It's always been clean.
Scott, like in India and Nigeria, they use their...
He was
Greek
so
systems.
He was basically reinventing something that had already been invented.
He's trying to reinvent it and put it in places where they do not have the infrastructure or money for water treatment plants. All you right. can't put a water treatment plant in sub-Saharan Africa.
All right,
it's not going to happen.
But the idea that he's creating a toilet with clean drinking water, my dogs have been living since 1971. They're fine.
Well, the idea is that you would have a toilet that would, on its own, without electricity or a water treatment plant, the byproduct would be clean water. It's fascinating. I'm telling you, you would love it.
That sounds like the most boring, ridiculous, stupid Netflix show I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, and your response is the most entitled Scott Parks. Well, I've got 5 toilets and the dogs drink
no,
out
I
of
had
them.
Five,
life must be
I
fine.
I don't have 5
that
toilets.
That is the most white guy American thing you have ever said.
I've had 5 dogs. Don't do that, you son of a... I've had 5 dogs. At this house, I have 1 toilet. But the water is clean.
Correct, because we have water treatment plants that others do not enjoy in other parts
of
the world.
So he's don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to understand what you're talking about. So he's trying to create water treatment plants, not new toilets, right? I'm confused.
Yeah, that's just go with that.
All in one. It's a toilet that's a water treatment plant.
Did you watch this, Sam? Did you watch the Bill Gates documentary?
No.
Then Sam, how do you know what I'm talking about? And he doesn't.
I don't.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my birthday and I don't want to talk about toilets. You're I'm just trying to shut her up.
You're just not making any sense. And so I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about. I'm not mad, and don't get mad at me, but you're just not making any sense. You're talking about a toilet with fresh water. Well, toilets have fresh water. You could actually drink out of your toilet if you wanted to.
But Scott, if you went to Lowe's and you bought your toilet, follow me here, and you plopped that thing down in the middle of India where they use their streets as sewer systems, that toilet is not going to work the way your toilet works.
So is he talking... God, this is making me literally want to drink. Does the toilet purify the water or does...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. See, there, you left out the lead.
Oh, God.
You left that part out, Dana.
Yeah, it's when I said self-sustaining, that's what I meant. I didn't think I had to explain self-sustaining, but I should because...
Okay, you're in a... I can already tell you're in a bad mood today. What's wrong?
I am in a great mood. You know why? Because I woke up knowing it was Sam's birthday, and I was happy all day thinking it is Sam's birthday. We are going to celebrate Sam. He wanted to know, what artist of the day do you want? And I said, Sam, you play whatever music makes you happy today.
By the way, for the record, he picked Guns N' Roses. I did not.
Good.
That's not... Fantastic. That was not my pick.
I'm a big
Love
GNR
some
fan.
Appetite for destruction.
When is Ben Heisler, your favorite human being on the planet, joining us?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
I cannot wait for our quarantine conversation of the day with Ben Heisler.
Do we have anybody else coming on today that you know of?
Just Ben.
Okay. All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. When we get back, I saw this story from the AP. The president wants schools to open before the summer. Would you send your kid back to school before summer break? 576-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So we'll get to Dana's Twitter question, which is really good, after the bottom of the hour. And we are not a political show. And Dana's Twitter question, by the way, is really good. But back to my point, we're not a political show. This is not about the president. I don't want to talk about the president, ever. But story from AP. President Donald Trump says states should seriously consider reopening their public schools before the end of the academic year, even though dozens already have said it would be unsafe for students to return until the summer or the fall. Trump made the comments yesterday in a phone call with governors discussing how to reopen their economies, among other topics. Quoting here from the president, "Some of you might start thinking about school openings because a lot of people are wanting to have the school openings. It's, I don't know who does, but... it's not a big subject. Young children have done very well in this disaster that we've all gone through." He added, apparently at this point, speaking to Vice President Mike Pence, "they can seriously consider and maybe get going on it." Later in the call, Colorado Governor Jared Polis said his state schools will not reopen before summer, but hope to open some buildings for special education meetings and small groups of students in vocational programs. Your thoughts, Dana?
I just don't understand the point this late in the ball game. Why take the risk and send everyone back when essentially, Scott, it's the end of April. The seniors have 2 weeks left, 2.5 weeks left.
Yep.
So what's the point? Other than the kids miss each other, the teachers miss the kids miss the teachers.
Sure.
If this had hit 3 months earlier than it hit, I can see saying, okay, let's take a crack at going back. We're at the very end of the year. This year is gone. It's gone. It's over. Let's start fresh in the fall. We will have so much more information about herd immunity, about who has it, who doesn't, you know, what the flare-ups may or may not look like. This year's gone.
You know, I have two thoughts on this. There's something about the month of July that people who are much smarter than me know something about. And here's why I say that. I was supposed to have a routine annual physical about 2 weeks ago. I called my doctor's office And I said, you know, I'm just not comfortable coming in. Is there any way we can postpone this a little bit? And they said, well, we were about to call you and cancel your appointment for you and get you a new date. And I said, okay, fine. That's great. Thank you. And they said, our first date where we will be back open doing, you know, routine annual physicals will be July 6th. I said, okay. And so I booked a new appointment for July. Then I get a message from my brother today. His daughter will have a traditional graduation. She's a senior in high school at Mize and down by Wichita. It is on July 24th. So clearly the school district has been in communication. They're not going to put these kids at risk. And the school district must have been in communication with somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Or no one knows, which I think is the more likely scenario.
Yeah,
and they are just hoping, they're hoping by the end of July, we will have more information than we do now. We will see, in fact, if warmer weather helps knock this thing down, which I've read both. I've read that it does, and then I turn around and see another headline where it doesn't. And I think a lot of people on this, Scott, are throwing darts at a board, and they're just trying to kick that can down the road. Let's do July. Let's try July. Okay.
Yeah. I would not, if Maya's high school opened back up, I would not send her back. I would say we're opting to stay with the online education at least until the summer, and then we'll figure it out later. There's no way in hell, you know, because Maya and Sarah are bouncing between two houses, and I know your kids are as well. There's no way I'm sending her into the petri dish that would be the high school classroom.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What's the point?
What is the point?
Do you think it has anything to do with parents getting back to work and needing somebody to watch their kids?
Maybe for elementary school kids, but not for middle and high school.
Yeah. That's a big part of it, Sam. For a lot of people, it's a big part of it.
Yeah. You got to open up the schools so the parents can go to work. But damn it. You know, yesterday they revised the projected death toll because states like California, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas are opening up early. And the death toll projection went from 60,000, I believe it is, to 74,000. Just because states are opening up early.
Well, the state of Missouri yesterday, Scott, said open it up. They're lifting the restrictions on gathering size.
Kansas
is
really
surprised me.
Kansas is opening up a week from Thursday. And listen, I want to be sympathetic, and I am sympathetic to people who need to get back to work. I get it. And I understand, you know, your business is hanging by a thread. I get that too. But if we open up too early, we're right back in the same box.
Well, and we're going to find out, Scott, because the decision's been made.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We will. When we get back, you have a great Twitter question. Go ahead and ask it.
Yep, I want you to all think about this. Think back. And here's the question. If coronavirus and 9/11 are the two biggest events of our life, what is the third?
I already know.
And it does say, in parentheses, if you don't remember 9/11, or you do remember Nixon resigning, you're not the target demo for this question. So they want people, you know, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Well, 30s and 40s, yeah.
And if you're older, please weigh in, but you can't go back as far as Nixon, because that didn't mean a damn thing to me or you, Scott, for that matter.
Well, but in fairness, let me challenge you on that, and I know we got to get to the news. That occurred in 1974.
The year I was born.
I was three. I was still pooping in my pants. So I don't remember Nixon resigning. But I would entertain that, because somebody could be 53, 54 years old and remember Nixon resigning on television.
Well, but for that age group, they're going to say Kennedy being shot. You've got to pick, or the entire civil rights movement. You've got to have a starting point.
Then let's stop with the day before Nixon resigned, because other people are going to say the moon landing or Kennedy being shot, et cetera.
More modern day. So if 9/11 and coronavirus undoubtedly then, are the two biggest events of our life. What is number three?
Okay, and we will start with the day before Nixon resigned. And if you don't remember 9/11, Okay? 576-7798. 576-7798. Year was 1984 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Welcome back. I want to get to Dana's, and we kind of got, and this is our fault, we kind of got two topics going at the same time, and that is if the coronavirus is story number one of your lifetime, which I agree that it is, and 9/11 is story number two of your lifetime, agreed again. What is story number three of your lifetime? And it can't predate the day before Nixon resigned. So we'll get to some calls here in just a moment. But Dana, I want to know yours.
Well, are you ranking, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing, but are you ranking coronavirus and
number
then
one.
9/11?
Yes.
Because coronavirus is global, because it has literally affected every single person listening or otherwise.
I don't remember having to stay at home after 9/11.
Well, it's affected everybody in a more direct fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think coronavirus is a solid number one with a bullet. No doubt about it.
Okay. So,
and 9/11 is number two.
I think you know what my number three is, and I don't think there's another answer.
Well, what is yours?
Mine would be Sandy Hook, Columbine, and every other damn school shooting that we have lived through until this March, which, by the way, I think we hit no school shootings for the first time ever in the history of ever, and that's because no one's in school.
Mine would have been the Challenger explosion.
Oh.
I remember, I didn't watch it. I listened to it live on Armed Forces Network Radio.
Okay, let me see how he phrases this. Is it the biggest story? Okay, if coronavirus and 9/11 are the two biggest events of our life, what is the third? And here's why I disagree with you.
You can't.
You're looking at this as a news story.
Yeah.
When you look at it, when you frame it as an event and what has happened to all of us because of these things, to me, while the Challenger disaster was an enormous tragic story and moment in history, I'll never forget those poor family members looking up at the sky.
Sure.
And Ronald Reagan's speech, that unbelievable speech that was written for him.
Surly Grips, yeah.
An unbelievable event, but did it impact every single one of us in the way that Sandy Hook has and Columbine has and all of the different things that our children have grown up with because of it?
But if you want to put Sandy Hook, and God, I can't believe I'm having to do this, so forgive me. If you want to put Sandy Hook in one box and make it number three, that's fine. But you can't make school shootings in general one, because then I could say, you know,
the entire civil rights movement.
Gun violence we can't go to civil rights because it would be prior to...
You're saying it needs to be one event.
It needs to be... Well, that's what he said. What event? He didn't say what series of events. He said what event. Because otherwise I could say, well, the AIDS epidemic. Well, you know, one person dying of AIDS is one too many. But that is... Well, I guess you could say AIDS because if we're going to include coronavirus. But I think we're overthinking this. What yours is Sandy Hook and the other school shootings.
Yeah, mine is just school violence in shootings in general.
All right, mine is
it's changed the way we talk to our kids. It changes the way they go to school.
Sure.
It changed all of it.
Okay, mine is the Challenger explosion.
Okay, you're wrong, but we'll take calls.
Okay, that's fine. Sam, let's go to the phones. And I know we're bouncing between two, whether you would send your kids to school before the end of the summer or before the beginning of the summer, which the president said today or yesterday he wants to do. And what is number three on your list? Sam, go to the phones, please.
Austin and Lee Summit.
Hello, Austin. Good afternoon.
Hello, Austin.
Welcome, my friend.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm going to tie it beautifully in on both topics. I originally came on and I said, you know, if the coronavirus is number one on the list, right? If it's number one, why on earth is GameStop still open? Why is GameStop still functioning and selling games to people? And I think my number three would be the war on terrorism.
Well, but the war on terrorism ties into 9/11, so you got to pick a different one.
Okay. I would also choose wildfires. So Australia, okay. I think Australia, California, Montana, Colorado, you know, has affected tons and tons of people. And I'm not taking coronavirus lightly, but I think if places like GameStop are still open, it makes it just a little bit more difficult for people to take that seriously.
Okay. Austin, do appreciate the call. Sam, to the next one, please, if you would.
Let's go to Julie in Overland Park.
Hi, Julie. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. How you guys doing? I love your show.
Thank you. It's yours.
Thank you.
Okay, so I didn't even know if he would want to put me on the air or not, but I would like for everyone to write down a certain name. It's David Nino, N-I-N-O, Rodriguez. I would also like for everyone to go and watch a Netflix video called Out of the Shadows. I do not think that the third event for me is going to be complete until the people that are doing all of the sex trafficking of children and adults in the United States, particularly in Washington, D.C. and Hollywood. And there are hubs in Kansas and Missouri that these children are being sent from and to. There's underground tunnels, and I'm not crazy. I've been researching this for the last 3 or 4 years. Everybody in my family thought I was a nutcase. I have no diagnosis. It's real. They're coming out with a movie about it. This David Nino Rodriguez used to be a professional boxer, and he knows a lot of people that are in the boxing world that are hooked up with a lot of really elite people that enjoy certain things that make you a complete nutcase.
Okay.
And I think our government is getting ready to finally do something about it. And I don't mean our government. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
All right. I know nothing of what you speak.
She's very passionate about that. I think she is trying to shine a light on the awfulness of sex trafficking, and that is important. And that's on her list as the third. Let me tell you some of the other ones I'm seeing in the realm of the Challenger explosion, Scott.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of this. In fact, I think it's trending, the Oklahoma City bombing.
If
that is one for you, because for me, Oklahoma City bombing is ahead of Challenger, and I am not minimizing that day or what happened to those astronauts. But Oklahoma City bombing goes above that for me. That was a homegrown terrorist.
Okay. I mean, who are we to say your third isn't good enough? I mean, when I think back, and certainly I remember the Oklahoma City bombing. I remember Waco, Chernobyl.
Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas shooting where 56, I believe,
people 52.
Were killed, 52 people were killed. These are all horrific events, but if you were to tell me, I want you to think back on the things that you remember and where you were, obviously coronavirus because we're living in the moment, certainly 9/11, without any question. I could throw Ronald Reagan getting shot in there. You know, I remember exactly where I was when Ronald Reagan was shot. Princess Diana dying.
Have we mentioned Katrina?
Hurricane Katrina.
It's on Twitter, and I think it's also trending because a lot of people are answering with Katrina. And I speak as someone who had relatives who were directly impacted by that on the Biloxi side. that was a defining event. It was horrifying. It unfolded on live TV. It showed what the government can do.
And what it can't.
Also showed what it cannot do. Mm-hmm. However, Scott, if you look at this through the lens of what affected me and the most people, I understand Katrina for a whole lot of people. But if you didn't live in those affected areas, were you really affected? And I'm asking. I mean, I had my aunt lost neighbors. My grandparents had some damage, but were far enough inland that they were able to get away and they survived. We knew people who died.
Yeah.
But did it affect people in Kansas City? Not the same way coronavirus has or the school shootings have, in my opinion.
But also, unless you had someone who was in the service or joined the service, 9/11 really didn't impact you if you live in Kansas City.
Ooh.
What?
I disagree with you that.
It was a gigantic news story. I won't take that away from you at all. Gigantic. I think still argue it was the second biggest of my life.
No, it was a gut punch to everyone. Whereas with Katrina, let's say you lived in Idaho when Hurricane Katrina hit. You did not probably view that as a gut punch to America. Now, you probably watched the coverage and thought, oh my God, Americans are dying in the street.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think 9/11 affected everyone psychologically. It might not have affected you physically.
Well, it may psychologically, of course. But physically, the only thing that really changed in my life, and I'm not minimizing 9/11, I put it number two without any question. The only thing that's changed in my life since 9/11 is I now have to take my shoes off at the airport. I didn't have anybody in my family serve in Iraq or Afghanistan.
One big thing that was more local was the Joplin tornado. That affected a lot of people in the state of Missouri.
Yeah,
sure.
576-7798. We're going to go ahead and assume that coronavirus is number one. That's without a doubt. 9/11 is number two. That is arguably without a doubt. What's your number three? Ben Heisler, formerly of 610 Sports, joining us right after the 3 o'clock news. He is your quarantine conversation of the day here on Dana and Parks.
I got my first real six string. Boy, it after five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get far. But when I look back now, the sun will seem to last forever. And if I have
Ryan Adams here on Dana and Parks, and birthday boy Sam Stevie.
Yes.
You did not get to offer your number three on that list. What would it be if coronavirus is number one of the events of your lifetime? 9/11, let me do the math here. Yep. 9/11 is number two. What's number three?
The boom of social media.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I think everyone's life changed dramatically with Facebook. Before that, MySpace, but that wasn't nearly as popular as Facebook. And now it's like everybody's connected 24/7.
And without it, we would not all be doing what we're doing in this weird virtual working thing that we're all doing.
True.
Very good. That's a good one, Sam. Let's go to the phones if we could.
Let's go to Troy in Raytown.
Hi, Troy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Troy. We're doing well, buddy. Thank you for asking, man.
Love my show. Love you guys. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I know it's not the same level of, like, human tragedy or anything, but for me, I'd have to say the O.J. Simpson trial. I remember being a kid in elementary school and, like, still even watching it. I mean, in school.
That's interesting because we all sat glued to that thing for, what was it, 9 months?
Yeah. And, you know, you got people like the Kardashians, and I'm not going to say whether I like them or not, but a lot of the reason why they got their fame today is because of their father and his involvement in that trial.
Yep. That's exactly right. I don't think you can leave the O.J. Simpson trial off the list of the top 10. No doubt about it.
Because it certainly, Scott, put us into the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
It launched careers. Greta Van Susteren would not be around without the O.J. Simpson trial.
Locally, John Holt.
He was their legal guy, wasn't he?
Yep, he was. And I'm having a coughing fit. Sam, can we go to another?
Sure. John in Topeka.
Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I think the end of the Cold War, when the wall fell, because that's when I finally felt like in half an hour I wasn't going to die from a nuclear weapon exploding over the top of me. And hundreds
There's
of people
were
freed. And when the Iron Curtain came down, I mean, it was just like the whole world breathed a sigh of relief. And like, you know, everywhere. I mean, not just one place, but the whole world. North America, Europe, you know, Russia, everywhere.
We stopped doing the duck and cover under our desks, which never would have saved anyone.
Exactly.
No, no. I think fake wood desks would prevent the intrusion of radioactive material into your body.
It that shoots particle board was
yeah,
yes,
force three. Field down to the ground that stops all radiation.
No, it's true. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
I've often wondered, was there ever a science teacher anywhere in America that just stood up and said, you know what, just stop. Just stop with the cover in your head under the desk. Those desks weighed about 12 pounds, as I recall.
They weren't even made out of real wood. Not that wood is going to stop the radioactive material, but I mean.
Well, the whole point of getting under the desk was so the building falling on you wouldn't hurt you, but that, yeah, doesn't do anything.
Well, there's nothing
radioactive
material.
There
won't be anything of you left when you've been vaporized.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, and I've heard Rebecca talk about these flyovers over New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. I don't know if you guys saw it. They flew a stealth bomber over Kansas City today. My mom was out.
It was so stealth, you probably didn't even hear it.
No, my mom was out on a walk, and she just looks up, and there's a stealth bomber. And I go, you didn't hear a thing, did you? And she goes, nope.
It flew over all of the hospitals as a tribute to our heroes.
Did it fly over all the hospitals?
Yeah, we heard it, and we looked, but we didn't see it. It wasn't, like, right over us.
You know why you didn't see it?
Because it's stealth.
It's stealth. It's invisible.
I told my mom, this is the only country in the world where one of those things can fly over and you don't get turtle head. Okay, nobody got the joke.
Oh, no, I got it.
I got it.
Definitely.
Okay. That flies over you in another country, you're about to die.
Well, yeah, especially imagine being in war with the U.S. and you hear that thing coming. Well, you hear that thing leaving.
Just find a desk to cower under. It'll be fine.
Particle board and some wooden legs.
Or get really limber and just kiss your butt goodbye. News is next. Ben Heisler joins us on the other side. He is your quarantine conversation today. And he's got a good feel-good story for us to share in just a moment after the news on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.